Everybody's talking at me.
CRN Digital Talk Radio, Chuck Wilder here. I've got Suede at the network. We're live across America and around the world at crntalk.com. Today's lineup, Judd Garrett. Yes, he is author of No Wind. We're going to talk about his latest. It's entitled The Big Liars. And in the second hour, it's Selwyn Duke. Oh, yeah, and he's got a brand new one. Let me see if I can find it real quick. Sorry about that. When a conservative is asked, what is a woman? Question mark. That's a good one. Well, checking out the news, of course, the big news, the Supreme Court overruled the landmark 1973 Roe versus Wade decision this morning by upholding Mississippi's restrictive 15-week abortion ban. Quote, the Constitution does not confer a right to abortion. Roe and Casey are overruled, and the authority to regulate abortion is returned to the people and their elected representatives, the decision said. Now, of course, when you turn something over to, you know, the little people, the people, you know there's a few that get upset about that. Let me see if I can find one listed here. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi immediately rebuked the decision, calling it a slap in the face to women. The radical Supreme Court, that should be radical, the radical Supreme Court of escalating Americans' rights and endangering their health and safety, the California Democrats said, quote, today the Republican-controlled Supreme Court has achieved their dark, extreme goal of ripping away a woman's right to make their own reproductive health decisions. Pelosi, Pelosi, Pelosi. Oh, by the way, and my second story has to do with Pelosi. You know, this lady, about how it takes away the rights of women to make their choice, and we should all have your health choices, be able to make it up, it's your own opinion, right? Unless it comes to getting a COVID shot, right? My body, my choice. Oh, no, wait a minute now. Now it's the other side pushing it. Well, anyway, quote, because of Donald Trump, Mitch McConnell, and their Republican Party and their supermajority on the Supreme Court, American women today have less freedom than their mothers, she continued, with Roe and their attempt to destroy it. Radical Republicans are charging ahead with their crusade to criminalize health reform. Never let a crisis go to waste. In the Congress, be aware of this. Republicans are plotting a nationwide abortion ban, Pelosi warned. I wonder how she knows that. The White House announced that President Joe Biden will make a speech on the Dobbs decision later. Tensions over the future of abortion rights in the country have been running high since a draft option of Dobbs was leaked and showed that the High Court's conservative majority was poised to push whether abortion was legal back to the states. The 6-3 conservative majority made good on what the draft said, with the liberal justices Sonia Sotomayor, Elena Kagan, and Stephen Breyer dissenting. Chief Justice John Roberts concurred. Conservative justices Brett Kavanaugh, Clarence Thomas also filing concurring opinion. Quote, guided by the history and tradition that map the essential components of the nation's concept of orderly liberty, the court finds the 14th Amendment clearly does not protect the right to an abortion, the decision penned by conservative justice Samuel Alito said. The decision reflects a stunning change in the court's direction after Donald Trump's 4-year term. The court switched from a 5-4 majority, where Roberts was often the swing vote, to a 6-3 conservative court with the addition of Justice Amy Barrett, who was confirmed by the GOP Senate following the death of Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg. All right. Nancy Pelosi. A breaking story last night, Jesse Waters reporting on Fox News, that the district attorney in Napa County, California, and let me tell you something, this district attorney actually has some type of, kind? Yeah, kin? to Nancy Pelosi's husband or something, and also to the current governor of California. Anyway, they finally charged Nancy Pelosi's husband with DUI after weeks of pressure. And Waters said, according to the press release, Pelosi will face a misdemeanor charge, not a felony. Surprise, surprise. What this story doesn't tell you, but I saw the whole report, is that both cars in this DUI crash, Napa Valley, both cars were totaled. They also had a sheriff car that pulled up right after the accident. And he said, this is not my district. I'll see you later. And he drove off. Anyway, the release added that he had his blood taken. He had a blood alcohol at over 0.80. It was 0.82. So if convicted, he faced up to 5 years probation and a minimum of 5 days in jail. Other than that, it doesn't offer any new details about the crash or a lot of things that happened. But somehow they'll get away with it because, as I say, the double standard. In other news, Gun Owners of America, GOA, and Gun Owners Foundation join their members and Second Amendment advocates across the nation in celebration of another Supreme Court decision, this one to overturn the restrictive and unconstitutional May issue laws that were on the books in 9 anti-gun states. The Supreme Court ruling in New York State Rifle and Pistol Association Incorporated versus Buren overturned the erroneous statutes that allowed government entities to review and routinely deny at their discretion applicants who applied for a concealed carry permit. New York's law was specifically challenged in the case, but the Supreme Court's ruling will apply to the other 8 states that still maintain may issue laws. In addition to New York, the states include California, Connecticut, Delaware, Hawaii, Maryland, Massachusetts, New Jersey, and Rhode Island. The court has held that New York's proper cause requirement violates the 14th Amendment by preventing law-abiding citizens with ordinary self-defense needs from exercising their Second Amendment, the right to keep and bear arms in public for self-defense. Now, in his opinion for the 6-3 majority, Justin Thomas wrote in part, "We too agree and now hold, consistent with Heller and McDonald, that the Second and 14th Amendment protect an individual's right to carry a handgun for self-defense outside their home." The court also sided with Gun Owners of America in rejecting the application of a 2-part test involving strict or intermediate scrutiny. The Supreme Court adopted the test GOA advocate for using a text and history approach and barring judges from infringing on the Second Amendment with their own personal opinions and lack of expertise. All right, here it is. The Office of the Attorney General, North Dakota, sent a letter last Tuesday asking Red River Trust, a group with ties to billionaire Bill Gates, to prove the company's use of the land does not violate the state's corporate farming laws. The trust had been acquired 6 parcels of land in Pembina County. Yes. Quote, "I've gotten a big earful of this from clear across the state, not even from that neighborhood," Agriculture Commissioner Doug Goring, according to the Valley News Live. "These people are upset, but there are others that are just as livid about this." The letter stipulated that under North Dakota law, there are certain limitations on the ability of trust to own farmland or ranch land. The corporate or limited liability company farming law has certain exceptions, such as permitting registered family farms or allowing the use of the land for business purposes, the letter continued. And according to the letter, corporations are in violations of this law, will have a year to divest themselves of the land, and are subject to a civil fine of $100,000. Now, the juicy part here is, quote, "Our office needs to confirm how your company uses this land and whether this use meets any of the statutory exceptions, such as business purpose exceptions, such as the business purpose exception, so that we may close this case and file it in our inactive files. And this all has to do with Bill Gates. As he stated, as of January 2021, Bill Gates is now the largest owner of farmland in the United States of America, owning 242,000 acres, and this is across 18 states. What are you up to, Billy Boy? That might be a big hit song one day. January 6 hearings are a sham, the panel purposely made up of far-left Democrats, turncoat Republicans. This so-called committee is using fabricated lies to trick you Americans into thinking the chaos at the U.S. Capitol January 6 was all President Trump's fault. It was not. And these hearings, obviously one-sided, totally biased. When in American history has a legal proceeding silenced all opposition opinion and denounced any contradictory evidence? What's happening now? It's an orchestrated made-for-TV sham. As proof, the commission refuses to discuss or present startling evidence about why the, quote, Stop the Steal protests were allowed to get out of hand. No one will talk about the radical activists who infiltrated President Trump's supporters. And no one wants to discuss how federal agents blended in with protesters, encouraging them to break the law. See, every once in a while when you get to see the film on this stuff, you find out what's going on. But as bad as admitting these facts is, denying the American public a true accounting of the weeks leading up to the protest is criminal. There's a trove of evidence that proves Nancy Pelosi knew well in advance that security at the Capitol was not prepared for January 6th. Why did Pelosi and members of the Capitol Police ignore pleas for heightened security? Huh? If President Trump was pushing for violence, why did he approve over 20,000 National Guard troops? Using this same logic, why did Nancy Pelosi refuse the additional security? She insists that she never wanted violence, but did she really? Pelosi, like liberal D.C. Mayor Bowser, has warned to beef up security at the Capitol ahead of the protests. They refuse. Capitol Police Chief Steve Shund, S-U-N-D, asked House and Senate security officials for the authority to place National Guard troops on standby. His request denied. And why would these people deny even the suggestion to place extra security on standby, you know, just in case they were needed? The Capitol Police were also aware that there was a potential for violence ahead, but they did not prepare. Both U.S. Homeland Security, District Columbia authorities tried to warn Pelosi and others of potential dangerous situations. They failed to act. President Trump is not responsible for January 6th, no matter how hard this sham commission tries to convince people he was. And in case you haven't caught on, you see, 2 plus 2 equals 4. Pelosi didn't want all that security because that would ruin their grand plan, so to speak. That's my opinion. All right, the one and only Judd Garrett is right around the corner.
Talk about your credit cards. When you first start using them, it's a slow drip. You make charges, then more charges, then bills come, and they keep coming. When you open your statements, the floodgates come pouring in. You realize you have more credit card debt than you can afford, and you're barely making the minimum payments. Wouldn't it be nice to make one affordable payment and have all your credit card bills covered? Make this free call and learn our responsible way to get your credit card bills paid and under control.
Sponsored by Consumer Education Services, a nonprofit organization.
800-876-3643. 800-876-3643. 800-876-3643. That's 800-876-3643.
CESI is not a loan company. The establishment of a debt management plan may adversely affect your credit rating. Non-payment of debt may lead creditors to increase finance and other charges to undertake collection activity, including liquidation.
Do you remember Herbert W. Armstrong? Do you remember his magazine, The Plain Truth? His television program, The World Tomorrow? The one and only possible message of world peace?
Tomorrow. Now we're living in the most serious, the most momentous times of the history of this world.
Those who heard Herbert W. Armstrong speak remember the depth of thought, the clarity of expression, and the power of his message. He spoke for God. God warned this world through Herbert W. Armstrong, and he gave hope to this dying world through Herbert Armstrong. What happened to that ministry? What happened to that message? We discuss this and so much more on our program, The Trumpet Daily. We're live weekday mornings at 11 a.m. Central Time in the United States. You can listen at CRN Digital Radio, Channel 3, or watch the live video stream at our website, thetrumpet.com.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100, and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need. 800-353-1760. 800-353-1760. 800-353-1760. That's 800-353-1760.
Chuck Wilder, CRN. Hey, right now I want to go to the one and only Mr. Judd Garrett, G-A-R-R-E-T-T. He is a former NFL player, coach, and executive, frequent contributor to the website Real Clear Politics, and recently published his first novel. It's entitled No Wind, available at Amazon, and his website, so you can read all of his excellent articles, is objectivityistheobjective.com. Objectivityistheobjective.com. Judd, welcome back. How are you, sir? How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
I'm doing okie dokie. I just got through doing some news, and in fact, I brought up this whole thing we're going to be talking about, you know, the January 6th thing, and so much. You know, if the American people knew, for example, I would just take one example, and that would be your publications, and you would see what was happening, you wouldn't even turn on the TV when they were doing their clown show. You know, it's like, what in the world is going on? And as you say in your latest, entitled The Big Liars, for the past year and a half, Democrat politicians and their allies and the liberal media have been talking a lot about the big lie. And Judge is going to hear. Now, this has nothing to do with me, this big lie, so just we'll be safe, right?
Yeah, I mean, the big lie, which everyone keeps repeating in this January 6th committee, is anybody who questions the results of the 2020 election. If you happen to look at the 2020 election and wonder, how did Joe Biden get 81 million votes? How did he get 11 million more votes than Barack Obama? If you ask that question, you're propagating the big lie. If you scratch your head and you wonder, you know, was universal mail-in ballots and doing away with voter ID, were those good things? Did that open the door to potential fraud? If you ask those questions, then you know, you're part of the big lie. So that's what, you know, in the parts that I've watched of this January 6th committee, that's what they've been talking about, the big lie, the big lie, the big lie.
You know, and in this you mentioned, and I'll tell you, listener, if you were a conservative, chances are you probably saw a huge majority of Donald Trump's, you know, events that he would have outdoors in all these different cities and everything like that. And then I ask you the question, and Judd brings it up in this article, did you ever see when Joe Biden decided to do one of those, and it was like a car rally, and he had a couple of them, Philadelphia and Pittsburgh, you say, right?
Yeah, he had car rallies in Pittsburgh and Philadelphia,
uh-huh.
And in both of those ones, he couldn't get more than 20 cars to show up. At the same time, Donald Trump is holding rallies in small towns and throughout Pennsylvania, and he's getting 50, 60,000 people to show up in the bitter cold.
And you know what? If his people were smart, Judd, and I know this happens also in Dallas at certain times, but I think the greatest example might be the 405 freeway in Los Angeles during rush hour. See, Joe should have got on one of the overpasses, right, and had the cameras there in a big speech because, I mean, you've got, oh, my goodness, you know, thousands and thousands and thousands of people backed up, and you could say, look at this. But nope, he goes to a little baseball park or something. I don't know. I'm trying to think where it was. But it, gosh. And then sometimes there was another one I saw where people were actually honking their horns every time he would start talking, you know, so drowning him out. I think that was the opposition. I'm not sure. But you know what I'm saying about, you know, if you need a crowd, just go, you know, to a afternoon drive time. Yeah.
Yeah, go to where the people are. But, I mean, we're supposed to believe that Biden beat Trump in Pennsylvania when, mm-hmm. you know, if you just look the way it was campaigning, there was so much more energy, so much more enthusiasm for Trump's campaign than there ever was for Biden's campaign. But we're supposed to believe that Biden won Pennsylvania, or we're not allowed to ask the question. You know, that doesn't seem right, that, you know, if you look at the campaigns, you would expect that Trump would win. And Biden end up winning.
All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, there's another pretty good example, and it's even it has to do with the first two times, I guess it is, that Joe Biden ran for president. It was sort of an indication right there, you know. It was coming attractions, and unfortunately, they came, and we're stuck with them right now. Judd Garrett, G-A-R-R-E-T-T. Remember the website. Objectivity is the objective.com. Be right back.
Now it's time for MedVed's Entertainment Minute.
Young writer-director Cooper Rafe plays a recent college graduate who gets a job as a party starter for celebrations of bar and bat mitzvahs, through which he meets single mother Dakota Johnson, serving as a babysitter for her autistic child. Their budding relationship is the focus of the new bittersweet comedy Cha-Cha Real Smooth, playing in theaters.
I think we all have a ton of soulmates.
How many do you have?
Like 1,200.
With deliberate echoes of the 1960s classic The Graduate, this movie delivers moments that are both funny and touching, though the meandering plot never really pays off or makes a great deal of sense. The R rating is appropriate due to a few fleeting sex scenes and a great deal of alcohol consumption. 2.5 stars for Cha-Cha Real Smooth, an odd title for an auspicious directorial debut.
Hi, this is Fred Dwyer talking about my favorite Italian restaurant, Angelo's and Vinci's at 550 North Harbor Boulevard in downtown Fullerton. A fantastic place to eat. Come inside and dine in our Italian town square, complete with a 10-foot Christmas tree. That's right, 10 feet. Enjoy our food made from secret family recipes. Pasta, chicken, seafood, salads, and our delicious pizza. Incredible desserts, including my favorite, the tiramisu, flown directly in from Italy. Feel the spirit at Angelo and Vinci's, 550 North Harbor Boulevard in Fullerton, California. Call 714-879-4022 or visit angelosandvincis.com. That's angelosandvincis.com.
The smartest way for you to get the lowest prices on your plane tickets, domestic or international, is to call SmartFares, first or last, but you've got to call us before you book your plane tickets. Fly anywhere in the world, fly anywhere in the U.S., and SmartFares can save you up to 75% on your plane tickets. We have the lowest airline ticket prices on over 500 airlines, and you've got a great 12-hour free cancellation window. Plus, with our live agent help, you can always get fast help and fast answers. So on your next trip, maybe today, maybe tomorrow, how about right now? Pick up your phone and call SmartFares. Plus, save up to 75% on your plane reservation. So call right now. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644.
What are you so happy about?
I'm on the pill.
Aren't you two a bit old to worry about having more kids?
Not her, me.
You lost me there, buddy.
Steel Man pills. Things weren't always looking up, if you catch my drift. So, my doctor prescribed me a little something.
Like Viagra?
Yeah, but that's expensive, and it wasn't covered by my insurance. Steel Man pills cost me less than $3 a pill, and virtually the same effect. I just called and got over 40 pills for only $99.
I have this friend who might be looking and...
Well, if your friend wants some help, the consultation is free over the phone. No clinic. Steel Man pills sends it in the mail in a confidential package.
I'm on it. I mean, my friend will be on it.
Steel Man Pills, going the extra mile to help men with erectile dysfunction.
800-605-1683. 800-605-1683. 800-605-1683. That's 800-605-1683.
Everybody's talking at me.
CRN, Chuck Wilder here with Judd Garrett and discussing his the latest here, The Big Liars. What was the big lie? Kind of alluded to it a little bit there, a little bit whenever he first got into trying to run for president, right?
Yeah, I mean, the first two times he ran for the Democratic nomination, he did not receive one delegate. That's how popular he is within the Democratic Party, that he couldn't even receive one delegate. And then in 2020, if you remember, he was getting killed early in the primary season. He had success in Super Tuesday. He closed the gap. But it wasn't until the DNC came in and said, we're going to give all the superdelegates to Joe Biden, that Bernie Sanders stepped away and conceded it to Biden. Up until then, Bernie Sanders was winning and looked like he was probably going to win. And the DNC had to step in and basically hand the primary to Joe Biden. And we're supposed to believe that a guy that is this unpopular mm-hmm. with his own party received 81 million votes, received 11 million more votes than Barack Obama did. It doesn't add up.
Probably wasn't home lessons, you know, from Hunter Biden or Dr. Jill or even the past President Obama didn't really teach him that much. So, man, it's just like all of a sudden, did people hate Trump that much? I guess they just hated him so much, that's why they had to go look at him at all those, events he had. American people are not stupid, but, when you've got the mainstream media, Judd, that has a lot to do with it right there.
Yeah, I mean they're just continually lying and lying and lying, mm-hmm. and that's why people question everything. If they just tell us the truth, And then in my next paragraph, you know, we were told 1 week after the election, this is the most secure election in our nation's history.
Yeah.
All the ballots weren't even counted. There were some races that were still up for grabs, and they're telling us this is the most secure election in history. There's no possible way they had evidence to support that. They were just saying it. We all knew that was a lie. I mean, it could be the most secure election in history, don't get me wrong, but you couldn't make that statement 6 days after the election. There wasn't enough evidence. There wasn't enough investigation to determine that. But everybody was saying it. It wasn't just one person. Everybody was saying it over and over and over again. So then as someone who's watching this whole thing, you know you're being lied to. And when you know you're being lied to, you start questioning everything.
And Judge says it appears they were trying to get out ahead of the story to control the narrative. And once again, never let a crisis go to waste. They're on it. You got to give them a little credit for some of this stuff, you know, even though it's double standard. Engaged in an insurrection, you say the very people who questioned the results of 2000, 2004, and the 2016 presidential elections when their candidates lost. So when they question the results of a presidential election and don't vote to certify the results, they're being patriotic. But if we do it, we're the insurrectionists, right?
Yeah, all the people who are calling us insurrectionists because we're questioning the results of the 2020 election, they were the same ones that questioned, you know, the two times Bush won, and you know when Trump won the first time, you know they questioned those results. You know, the Bush-Gore election went all the way up to the Supreme Court. We had to sit there for what it was 60, 70 days while the Supreme Court hashed that out. But that's not clinging chads or whatever. Yeah, the hanging chads. I mean, they came up with that. The butterfly ballots, you know, all this stuff that they did to challenge that election. And to me, now when we do it, we're the insurrectionists. When they did it, they're patriotic.
And by the way, the big liars, listener, as Judd Garrett points out, just remember they're also the ones that falsely claim that Donald Trump colluded with the Russians to steal the 26th presidential election from Hillary Clinton. You know, how many lies are you allowed to have, you know, before pretty soon we say, shut up, you're a liar?
Exactly. I mean, you know, the 2016 election, we spent 2.5 years investigating Russia collusion because the claim was that Trump stole the election from Hillary Clinton. That's how much they investigated the results of that election, and we weren't allowed to do any investigations on the 2020 election. Adam Schiff said there was ample evidence that Donald Trump colluded with Vladimir Putin. He said that. He stated that. Now he's saying there's definitive proof that Donald Trump committed insurrection. Okay? There's no proof of any of that. He just lies and lies and lies, and we're expected to believe him.
You know what? And he got on every single network. They just let him get there. I think that's the guy I used to call Pencil Neck, Adam Schiff. And, you know, would never tell you what it was, but I have it. And, boy, you know, it's like I'm swearing on my children's lives that I can tell you right now I have the information. I think he was even sending out Morse code, getting it going out. This guy, and still there, you know, and just like the other guy there that was sleeping with the Chinese spy, who is now in the intelligence division. I'm telling you, you know, it's amazing the American people put up with it. What is it? Are we weak, conservatives weak, Judd, or is it that we're kind and we don't want to pound it into the sound? I mean, you and I will pound it into the sound because we're trying to get these people to wake up. But, you know, it's like, how can the people fall for it? Yeah.
Well, I don't know. I don't even know if the people are falling for it so much as the media allows it to happen. If you brought Adam Schiff onto your show and he made a big statement like he had ample evidence that Trump colluded with the Russians, and then that all proved out to be a lie, you wouldn't have him on your show again because he's a proven liar, you know. But he keeps getting invited back to all these left-wing, you know, news networks, and he spouts out more lies and spouts out more lies, and no one on the left-wing media challenges him on anything. So,
you know, he even went to the Ukraine. Remember the little party they had to go to the Ukraine? Nothing but Democrats in that party. He probably had some binoculars spying on the Russians. Yes, I'll bet you. Man. Ron DeSantis, yeah. He probably saw Ron DeSantis over there in Russia. Yeah. I don't know. It gets ridiculous. And then January 6th, insurrection. And you say when it's virtually impossible to commit an insurrection when none of the insurrectionists were armed, because that does involve guns, doesn't it? The definition?
Yeah. I mean, they call January 6th an insurrection. That is a lie. It can't be an insurrection if none of these people were armed. I mean, do you actually believe that group of people who went into the Capitol were going to overthrow the most powerful army in the world? It wasn't going to happen. So it was a riot. It was a bad riot. It shouldn't have happened, but it was not an insurrection. And everybody who says it was an insurrection, they're lying to us. And then, you know, so you watch the January 6th hearings and you hear insurrection, you hear the big lie, and you hear the insurrection again and again and again. And those are just flat out lies by these people.
Well, let me ask you this, okay, like as if I hadn't read your article. Tell me, Judd, you remember when all of those people started attacking the White House? And they wounded 60 Secret Service agents, and they had to put the president hiding in the bunker. Now, wouldn't that be an insurrectionist or pretty close to it? I mean, 60 Secret Service agents wounded trying to protect the president. Are they all locked up now, or were they Democrats?
Well, most of them were probably let free or their charges were dropped. But I watched that the whole night when they were attacking the perimeter fence at the White House, and they were throwing things, they were trying mm-hmm. to smash through the barricade, they were wounding the Secret Service agents. I mean, it was a scary deal. And to me, there's no investigation on that. There's no one calling that an insurrection. To me, that was just as violent and just as dangerous and just as threatening to our president as anything that happened on January 6th. But again, there's no hearings. Who's being arrested, who's in solitary confinement because of that? No one. So there's a complete double standard. And again, the people holding this January 6th, you know, hearing, they're the ones that are perpetrating lies, not the people who are questioning the election and not the people who are, you know, obviously pointing out what was wrong with all those BLM riots.
Yeah, it's the double standard, man. I'm telling you, it's it almost makes you want to get out of the business sometimes, you know, just because they're doing it and they get away with it. Let's talk about the Joe Biden, Mark Milley. Many of the people at the Pentagon have told us that our withdrawal from the Afghanistan area in August 2021 was such a success. You know, and as you mentioned in this excellent article, yeah, boy, what a success. They left behind thousands of American citizens, billions of dollars of sophisticated weaponry in the hands of our enemy, and it was such a success. And they're bringing them over here and putting them in the neighborhood. And, of course, all of them are being really vetted because, you know, it only took 11 people to bring down the Twin Towers, so don't worry about it. Man, oh, man. We need higher fences or maybe better presidents. I'll put it that way.
Well, I mean, it's the same thing. I mean, there was we witnessed with our own two eyes the complete failure of our withdrawal from Afghanistan, mm-hmm. and the people who are in charge of all of that are looking at us and saying, "Oh, that was a complete success," and we know it was a failure. We know it was an embarrassment to the country, and they're continually telling us it was a success. So again, all these people do, they lie on a daily basis to the American people, and you know the left-wing media never calls them out for their lies.
And another part of this article, you're talking about where Biden is even now denying that any of these executive orders, you know, that he signed on the first hour of his presidency, I think it was, had anything to do with what we're going through now. The Keystone Pipeline, canceling drilling leases on federal lands, that has nothing to do with the high price of gas. Oh, no, no, it's the Ukraine war. And if that wasn't going on, it would be probably Adam Schiff saying, Russia, Russia, Russia. You know, they've done something to the Earth's inner core. You know, who knows what he would come up with. They've cut off just the oil and gas in America.
I mean, precisely. I mean, they shut down the Keystone XL pipeline. They canceled drilling on federal lands. They do all of that. They know exactly what they're doing. They told us what they're doing. They wanted to drive up these gas prices because they want to push everybody into electric cars. And now that people are upset, it's driving his approval rating way down. What is he doing? He turns around and he calls it the Putin price hike. Okay, we all know that's a lie. Okay, the gas prices were really high long before Russia invaded Ukraine. So this isn't the Putin price hike. This is the Biden price hike. He did it on purpose. And then as proof of that, that his policies are causing the prices to go higher, he goes to Saudi Arabia, he goes to Venezuela, he's begging them to produce more oil, because when you produce more oil, what happens? The supply goes up and the price is going to go down. So he restricted our oil production, which drove up the prices, and now he wants these other countries to produce oil to drive the prices down. So he knows that his, you know, executive orders is what's caused all these gas prices. But again, he's lying to us by telling us that it's all Putin's fault.
Yeah, and you kind of wonder if, you know, he's getting this information from people and he's just, you know, it's like a mop or something. It just saturates in and he says, okay, that's what I'm going to use, you know. Yep, it's Russia, Russia, Russia. I wouldn't blame him for thinking, you know, that Russia was doing something, because his party, like you and I just talked about, and especially with the Adam Schiff clown, you know, maybe he started believing their own propaganda, you know. Yeah, Russia, 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 Russia. Yeah, wow. It's
Well, that's all we've heard for the last 5 or 6 years, ever since Donald Trump.
Yeah.
It's all Russia's fault. It's all Russia's fault. We were told in the 2012 election cycle by Barack Obama that, you know, the Russians weren't a problem. When Mitt Romney said that Russia was our number one geopolitical opponent, you know, Barack Obama laughed at him and made fun of him. And now all we ever hear from the Democrats is Russia, Russia, Russia.
Well, you know, I have two things here, and you hear it discussed. Does Biden really have some kind of health problem, or is he just stuck on this narrative they keep giving him? Because, I mean, when he starts talking about, you know, the big essential threat right now are white people, you know, and the white racists and blah, blah, blah. And I just keep saying, you know, look in the mirror, you know, shave your own self one time, look in the mirror. Because you also bring this up now about how the left is telling us that white people, inherently racist, evil, and black people are the victims. So, you know, we need to pay reparations. And I like what you say here. We're coming on the break here. They tell us that white people who never owned slaves must pay reparations to black people who never were slaves to make up for the slavery that ended 155 years ago. Went over, and get this, listener, when over 250,000 white men laid down their lives fighting and winning a war that freed the slaves. Yeah, that might be Common Core math coming at us again. I don't know. Judd Garrett, objectivityistheobjective.com. We're going to be right back. Remember, it's objectivityistheobjective.com.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine-to-bar.com. That's vinetobar.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vine-to-bar.com.
Do you want to fly somewhere? Anywhere in the world? Smart travelers call myflightsearch.com for the best deals on flight tickets. Going to Manila, Bangkok, London, how about Singapore? Call myflightsearch.com for the lowest flight tickets available. What about a local vacation? Let's say you want to fly to Vegas, Orlando, Miami, Los Angeles, or Denver. Pick up the phone and call myflightsearch.com right now. We have exclusive deals that you can't find anywhere else. The only way you can get these low airline prices is by calling us. We have so many low prices available, we can't possibly tell them to you right here and now. If you're flying somewhere anytime in the next 6 months and you want the lowest airline ticket prices anywhere, you owe it to yourself to save a ton of money. So pick up your cell phone and call myflightsearch.com right now.
Call 800-445-3166. 800-445-3166. That's 800-445-3166. Call now. 800-445-3166.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-846-2153. 800-846-2153. 800-846-2153. That's 800-846-2153.
Everybody's talking at me. CRN, Chuck Wilder here with Judd Garrett, author of No Wind, available on Amazon.com. No Wind, W-I-N-D, yes. You know, I wanted to get this in because it's, you talk about Antifa, Black Lives Matter, how they engaged in over 500 riots over the last 2 years. 140 Catholic churches in the U.S. have been attacked by the left-wing radicals, mostly Catholic, huh?
Yeah, I mean, it's ridiculous. And they keep telling us that, you know, domestic terrorism by white supremacists is the biggest threat, but that's not what's happening. BLM, Antifa, left-wing radicals against churches, against, you know, pro-life organizations. You know, they, you know, a left-wing radical tried to assassinate one of the Supreme Court justices. Those are the real threats for domestic terrorism, not the so-called white supremacists.
Yeah, and the other thing we really haven't got into is, what did you say, 81 different genders now that they are identifying with? Wow.
Yeah, I mean, they tell us they're 81 genders. They've got to use they and them. You know, a man can become a woman can become a man, you know. Men can have babies, so forth and so on. They tell us all this stuff. It's all just a bunch of lies. But, you know, they're going to put the big lie on us. You know, they're the ones, every day of our lives, the left is lying to us about something, whether it's, again, whether it's white supremacy, whether it's gender, you know, ideology, whether it's CRT. They're always lying to us. But, again, they want to put us as the liars.
Yeah, and I don't know. I guess they realize that they do have the mainstream media, you know, totally in their control. And, Judd, do you ever notice, and I'm pretty sure you do, and that if a lot of times, like on Tucker Carlson or one of the other Fox shows, they will show you clips of all of the mainstream media doing a report on one story and how they will all have the same catchword. You know, it's like a memo goes out. And I thought it's impossible for someone to use the same exact phrase like they're doing unless, you know, it's almost like here's the memo for today. You know, it was a dark day at the Capitol. That's the one I saw the few nights ago. And, you know, I think it might have been Gutfeld. And they were showing each one of the newscasters on the mainstream media using a dark day. It was a dark day. It was a dark day. It was a dark day, you know, 12 times. That is almost impossible. It just can't be a coincidence, I don't think.
Well, I got to give the left credit and the Democrats credit. They are very organized, and they do a very good getting the narrative out that they want, and using the right buzzwords and all that stuff. They do a very good job of that and controlling the narrative. And you're absolutely right. I mean, it happens all the time. Whatever issue it is, you know, 25 people in the media are repeating the same words over and over. Just to ingrain that into the minds of their viewers.
And they better be careful, those anchors, because, you know, I'm thinking you could be replaced by, first I was going to think, you know, a parrot, but now probably a robot. Be real easy, real, real easy. Yep, I'll tell you. Hey, Judd, a lot more on this interesting article, and you can get all of it there, listener. Go to objectivityistheobjective.com. And it is entitled The Big Liars, Judd Garrett. I look forward to our next visit, sir, and have a great weekend.
You too. Thanks for having me. I enjoyed it.
All right. Judd Garrett, G-A-R-R-E-T-T. Coming up next, Selwyn Duke. Yes. When a conservative is asked, what is a woman? Well, we'll find out in just a few minutes. CRN Digital Talk Radio, Chuck Wilder here, Suede at the network, and we're live across America and all around the world at crntalk.com. It is my privilege once again to welcome the one and only Selwyn Duke, writer for The New American. Selwyn, by the way, has also contributed to college textbooks published by Gale Sinage Learning. He appears on television, a frequent guest on radio. And his website, where you can read all his excellent stories, is Selwyn, S-E-L-W-Y-N, Duke, D-U-K-E.com. That's SelwynDuke.com. And yes, it is time for the Duke. You know, you got to wonder, you know, what is the question of the day? Is the question, what is a duck? Or what is a duke? Or what is a... Nope. The question is, hello, Selwyn, how are you?
Chuck, not bad at all. And I like the way that song was timed. That was perfect. You announced it. It came on right away. I'll tell you, Suede is just a consummate professional there.
He is, you know, and sometimes, you know, I've got this very long stick that reaches, you know, how many miles of 32 and a half? Yes, anyway, to the studio, and I just bump him right on the head there, and he goes, oh, and if I bump him on the head and you're not even scheduled, he starts playing Duke. So, yes, he's good. Well, there are so many questions in the air today. Has nothing to do with should I keep the baby or leave the baby. But, you know, there is a question here, and And the question is, when a conservative is asked, what is a woman? It's kind of confusing, you know. It's all these men, you know, that men that can now have babies, does that mean that they can now have an abortion?
Yeah.
Can they have an abortion now?
Yep.
Yep.
Well,
easy.
I guess in certain places, you know, we had that Roe v. Wade ruling finally come down this morning, Chuck. I know you know about that, and I don't know if you've discussed it, but actually, I had a really late night. I was with a relative, and I woke up, and a lady friend told me about that, and I said, wow, isn't that something? The judges did not capitulate due to the pressure, and that was really great. And the ruling is absolutely what it should be. I mean, if you don't want me to talk about it, stop me.
No,
but let me
ahead.
Tell you something. Yeah. Yeah.
State power,
you know what people
know?
Don't realize? Some people in the middle, maybe I can appeal to them because there are open-minded people in the middle. Wherever you stand on abortion, which I like to call prenatal infanticide, I'm pro-life, there's that issue, there's the moral issue, but then there's the legal issue. And the legal issue is this, that we have a constitutional republic. Therefore, it behooves us to abide by the Constitution. Otherwise, our form of government can't work. And this Roe v. Wade ruling from 1973 was absolutely unconstitutional. It didn't even have the pretense of being law. And Ruth Bader Ginsburg, who was a far left-wing justice, she was an ACLU baby, she expressed herself that it was badly settled law. That's not a matter of opinion. So it should have gone out the window. This is supposed to be rightfully this function, the domain of the states, and understand something, how important this is, abiding by the Constitution. I would analogize it like this, Chuck. It's like in baseball. We've heard this analogy before, but I've elaborated upon it. You could say that the judges are like the umpires. You could say the players are analogous to the people, and the rulemakers are analogous to the legislature, all right? Now, the legislature can make the rules of baseball. The people, the players, they can maybe say, hey, we'd like you to change the rules. But those rules exist, and the umpire's job is simply to enforce the rules. They can't jump in and say, oh, well, you know, really you're supposed to be allowed three strikes, but I don't like this batter, or I think this pitcher needs help. There's got to be some equity, so now there are only two strikes. No, he can't do that, okay? Judges, again, are analogous to the umpires. They just have to call balls and strikes. They just have to rule based on the Constitution, not based on whether or not anyone thinks that a given law is or is not a good idea. Okay? So that's what people have to understand. We have a constitutional republic. If we don't abide by the contract that the American people have with each other, the Constitution, our rule book, the whole system breaks down. Okay? It's very, very important.
You know, and It's amazing, too, that how whenever, especially the Democrats, okay, whenever they start raising pure hell about this, and you're going, why are these Congress critters, why are they so upset about it, you know? They're so upset about it. Planned Parenthood. Yeah, look up the figures of how much Planned Parenthood donates to the Democratic Party. And everything you just said there is part of the glue that holds together that bad decision. And that glue is called, what would you call it? I almost want to say it's like, you know, your pain when somebody's kidnapped, you know, ransom. Yeah.
Oh, ransom.
Ransom might be the name, the word I was looking for, yeah. So the Planned Parenthood was paying the ransom for the Democrats to keep that in. And I wonder what they're thinking right now, you know, like, oh my goodness, what are we going to do? And but you know what? It's going to be the states now, and I guess all the left-winging states, you go there and you can still get an abortion. And the other thing, Selwyn, is that, you know, it's my body, my choice, right? Out there marching. Bum, ba-da-dum, ba-da-dum. Unless it's time for your COVID shot.
That's right.
then it's
your
all
face,
different.
You have no choice. You get that shot or you're not going to work. You're not going to go to restaurants and that's it. You know, it's funny, Chuck. Yeah. I saw this headline today. I didn't dig into it, but this person was complaining, some writer, this has divided the nation down the middle. It's divided the states. Well, guess what? That's the system we're supposed to have. We're supposed to be a nation of states, not a nation state. That's the distinction. And under the Constitution, which we must abide by, once again, most powers reside with the states. And the states, as some people have said, are laboratories for social experiments. So some states try certain things one way, other states another way. That's the way it's supposed to be. Now, obviously, if we have division that's too great, we have a problem, but that's why, actually, you have to try to make sure you have a uniform culture that binds everyone together. And to that end, you don't encourage people to speak foreign languages here. You don't import so many unassimilable people that we become balkanized. You don't balkanize us in other ways, unnecessarily, philosophically, ideologically. That's what you do, you know. But this is how our system is supposed to work. And the problem is so few people understand civics that they fall prey to these nonsensical, demagogic, left-wing arguments. Oh, well, this is dividing the country, or this is infringing upon a constitutional right. No, there's no constitutional right to abortion. That's not even a serious argument. Come on.
You know, and there are people, this has been happening forever, that would complain whenever you say, you know, everybody should speak English, you know, learn English when you come to America.
Yeah.
And I remember the old saying, you know, that English is the glue that holds this nation together. And that is right, because all of a sudden, you know, you've got the, what was it called, the Babel Tower? Was that it?
Right. Tower of Babel.
Tower of Babel. I got it backwards. There's a lot of things I get backwards, and it's amazing when I'm trying to go somewhere, and I keep getting back in the garage, but that's another story. So anyway, but, you know, it's like almost if we say, smile once in a while. Okay, no, you can't make me smile. There's certain groups that are just against everything. You know what I mean? So I'll tell you what.
You know, Chuck.
Go ahead.
Yeah. The whole thing is this. I'll show you how I am consistent on constitutionalism. I said that we should not be encouraging the use of foreign languages in this country. Nonetheless, I would say that it would be unconstitutional to have a federal law stating that English must be the national language. But you could do that either through an amendment to the Constitution or you could do it on the state level, and I absolutely would advocate the latter. But the point is, that's what constitutionalism dictates. You can't simply make a federal law because you think something happens to be a good idea. You always have to ask, if you're a responsible person, is it constitutional?
Now, there's going to be a lot of states that are going to still perform abortions, and that's part of the, you know, what this whole bill is about. It's not one bill, you know, that says, yeah, you've got to do it, you know. And the thing is, if you're one of those people that just have to have it, you may have to spend some extra gas, or you might be in one of those states, but it's going to end up where they're, as I understand, a state can still vote in to have abortion. You know, it's the right of the people, supposedly. You know, it's not just one, what would you call it, one big ball? Yeah, so to speak.
Right, right. Well, yeah, I mean, not only that. As you see now, there are certain states, this has happened more in recent times, conservative, traditionalist states, Chuck, that have enacted pro-life laws, and of course I applaud that. On the other hand, what you're seeing in these very liberal states, like my stupid state of New York, is that they've now been pushing back, and they're becoming more adamantly pro-prenatal infanticide. Our governor here, Kathy Hochul, she was making an announcement to that effect. And that's not a good thing, but again, that's what the Constitution dictates, and you have to fight this on the state level. And if there are not the laws that are proper in your state, in your estimation, then the onus belongs on the people of that state. They've got to vote in better politicians. And if you don't like the laws of your state, you're free to move to another state. We can all do that. That's the way it's supposed to work.
Yep. So let me see if I have this right here. Was it 6-3? I'm trying to find the ruling.
I think it was 5-4, but don't quote me on that.
Here it is, yeah. 6-3, conservative majority made good on what the draft said with liberal justices. Sonia Sotomayor, Elena Kagan, and Stephen Breyer dissenting. Chief Justice John Roberts concurred. You know, he's usually the guy that throws the hammer, you know, and the bicycle wheels and makes you fly over the handlebars and you get all roughed up. But that's another long story. Conservative Justice Brett Kavanaugh and Clarence Thomas also filed concurring opinion. Yeah. So There you go.
Well, that's interesting, Chuck, because when we had the leaked draft of the opinion, remember a couple of months ago, right. Roberts was not on board. They said it was 5-4. Now, I don't know why he is on board now, but it's interesting because I said to someone, maybe I said it on the air, I don't know, but I said it would be interesting if Roberts actually joins the majority in order to send a message because of what has transpired and because of all the pressure that is being brought to bear on the court. If he wants to send the message, hey, this is not going to work, you can't intimidate us. I was just wondering if he might do that, and I didn't feel very optimistic because, of course, Roberts is a bit of a weak sister. But whatever the case, it's good he joined the majority.
You know, I used to hear the scuttlebutt, you know, oh, they got something on Roberts, you know. There's something he's done in his life, and this is why he does that. It says also the final statement I had here was, the decision reflects the stunning change in the court's direction after Donald Trump's four-year term. The court switched from a 5-4 majority, where Roberts was often the swing vote, to a 6-3 conservative court with the addition of Justice Amy Coney Barrett, who was confirmed by the GOP Senate following the death of Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg. So it's funny, Amy's always got to use her middle name. I haven't quite figured that out. I just wonder if she made a law that says you always have to use my middle name. Selwyn Duke is my guest, and if you're ready, Selwyn, when we come back from this break, I still want to know the question and the answer. The question is, what is a woman, Selwyn Duke, that's his latest article. When a conservative is asked, what is a woman, Selwyn Duke? You know it's going to be good because it's the Duke, Duke, Duke. And the website is Selwyn Duke, only one Duke, SelwynDuke.com.
Hi everyone, Michael Horn from MyPillow.com. Head to MyPillow.com and get in on the My Slippers special. Just $49.98 with your promo code HORN. The most comfortable slippers ever. Hurry, supplies are limited. Save $90 and get My Slippers for $49.98 with the promo code HORN. Plus, buy one, get one free pillows, and buy one towel set, get a second towel set free. Towels that really work. Save $90 on My Slippers, just $49.98, and get in on the buy one, get one free towel sets and pillows. Go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code HORN. That's MyPillow.com, promo code HORN. Horn, or call 800-889-6959, 800-889-6959. That's 800-889-6959.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you want to fly somewhere, anywhere in the world? Smart travelers call MyFlightSearch.com for the best deals on flight tickets. Going to Manila, Bangkok, London, how about Singapore? Call MyFlightSearch.com for the lowest flight tickets available. What about a local vacation? Let's say you want to fly to Vegas, Orlando, Miami, Los Angeles, or Denver. Pick up the phone and call MyFlightSearch.com right now. We have exclusive deals that you can't find anywhere else. The only way you can get these low airline prices is by calling us. We have so many low prices available, we can't possibly tell them to you right here and now. If you're flying somewhere anytime in the next 6 months and you want the lowest airline ticket prices anywhere, you owe it to yourself to save a ton of money. So pick up your cell phone and call MyFlightSearch.com right now.
Call 800-445-3166. 800-445-3166. That's 800-445-3166. Call now. 800-445-3166.
Trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats, whether they run or not. Call right now and receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call 1-800-785-9618. Donate your car today. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Grab some water, sunscreen, and bug repellent, because this week on The Revolution with Jim and Trav, we've got your summer outdoors guide. Joining the boys is the nomadic Jim Kinsey from Adventure Hunter, fishing guide Jamie Wilkinson of Guides Tales, and the off-road specialist Scott Newby with Yamaha Motor Corporation. The Revolution is presented by Outdoor Channel, Sportsman Channel, World Fishing Network, and My Outdoor TV. Saturday mornings at 7 o'clock Pacific Time on CRN Digital Talk, CRN2.
Everybody's talking at me. Oh, program note here. When next we meet, my guest, Michael Cutler, retired senior special agent of the former INS Immigration Naturalization Service, and Mr. Frank Savato, host of the Underground USA podcast, okay? Back to the wonderful guest here, Mr. Selwyn Duke. And here it is. Well, I'm going to do it this way. What is a muss? Now, if you've listened to this show, you know what a muss is. M-U-S-S, okay? Did you make that up, by the way, Selwyn? Is that your creation, a muss?
Yeah, I did, Chuck, because it's very important to control the language, because the side that defines the vocabulary of a debate wins the debate. So I don't want to say transgender. That's part of the lexicon of the left, so I came up with made-up sexual status, or muss, which is a more accurate way of putting it, because there's no such thing as being transgender. You can't change your sex.
All right. So if I'm on a sidewalk or in a large department store, and if I go up to what I assume is a woman, you know what assume is, by the way, if you spell it out, yes. Anyway.
Yeah, sure.
If I say, are you a muss? And if they say, you know, I listen to you and Selwyn all the time, I'll just walk away, all right? So there, yeah. So anyway, it's you'll hem and haw, right? Tell them they'll hem and haw because of their current emotion and all this stuff, I guess, right? So the title is When a Conservative is Asked, What is a Woman? Yes, interesting one.
Yeah.
This is kind of short, too. This is not like you. You must have been tired overnight.
Well, I wrote this while I was with that relative yesterday intermittently, and I just wanted to make an important point here, so it is shorter than my normal article. Now, you posed that question before the break, what is a woman? So during the break, I was racking my mind, Chuck, trying to figure it out, and I think I've got it here, okay? But no, as we know, we have this must agenda, and what many conservatives now have done is they've posed this question to leftists. What is a woman, to put them on the spot? And like you said, they'll hem and haw because their ideology right now dictates that they can't define that in any traditional sense because that's going to contradict their agenda. So they want to say something like, well, it's anyone who identifies as a woman, but they don't want to say that explicitly. Now, I saw this very, very funny Babylon Bee video. The Babylon Bee is a satirical site. They did a very, very good job spoofing this. And I'm not going to offer a spoiler. I'll just say it's a spelling bee. There's a spelling bee in school, and this boy of 10 or 11 comes up, and the judges ask him to spell woman. And the first thing he does is he asks, can I have the country of origin? And the judges roll their eyes. Then he asks, can I have the definition of the word, which you're allowed to do in spelling bees, and it goes on from there. But anyway, there was this commenter under the video, and you hear this sometimes. He said, look, let's be real. Conservatives do not have a tenable definition of woman. Conservatives don't talk about their definition of woman. They know it's not good enough. So I said, all right, then, challenge accepted. I'll talk about it. Now, here's the definition, and this is going to be a mouthful because it's precise, and I'm making sure that I don't give the libs any wiggle room here. Quote, a woman is an adult member of the species Homo sapiens. This means, in principle, that she has an XX chromosome configuration and is, consequently, genotypically and phenotypically female. Now, when you say phenotypically, that refers to your appearance, how you look, your genitalia, secondary sexual characteristics. Genotypically, of course, refers to your genes. Okay. Now, here's the thing, though. These sexual devolutionaries would now jump in and say, no, wait a second. Some women are not genotypically XX or wholly phenotypically female. All right, but that's why I had two very important words in my definition, in principle. Now, before I go on, Chuck, let me tell people why I wrote this article, okay? Because I got a couple of comments saying something to the effect of, well, you can't reason with liberals anyway. It doesn't do any good. They operate based on emotion, whatever they want. That's true, but that's not why I wrote it. I wrote it for a few reasons. One reason is that there are people in the middle who are somewhat open-minded, and you need to present them with the proper arguments if you're going to have a hope of swaying them. Two, you want to help other traditionalists hone their arguments so they can do the same. Okay, and three, you want to win the intellectual debate, get that out of the way so there are no holes in your position. Then you can set about trying to sway people, maybe using emotional appeals or whatever you have to do. But this is not geared towards the leftists. All right,
so
anyway.
It's one, two, three, and you just struck out because we have to take a break. We're going to take a world-famous break here. We'll be back with the world-famous Selwyn Duke, writer for The New American. His website, Selwyn, S-E-L-W-Y-N, Duke, D-U-K-E.com.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100, and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need. 800-353-1760. 800-353-1760. 800-353-1760. That's 800-353-1760.
When you really want Italian food, you have got to get to Columbo's. Columbo's Italian Steakhouse and Jazz Club. Colorado Boulevard, Eagle Rock. It's that little neighborhood place you wish was down the street from you. Today, it seems so hard to enjoy just a little bit of easy. So much of life seems to get in the way. But fear not. Seekers of fabulous food and fun and thrill, Columbo's is Southern California's answer to easy street. Great grub with some of the finest steaks, the freshest fish awaiting for you to devour. Did I mention Columbo's family Italian recipes? Columbo's spaghetti bolognese, their chicken pesto ravioli, magnifico, and of course, the world's greatest meatballs. I can go on. But why go on when you can go on over to Columbo's and experience delicious and easy for yourself. Columbo's, of course, that little neighborhood place you wish was down the street from you. Columbo's, mind you been.
For the getaway of your dreams, come to Hawaii's Playground, Ka'anapali Beach Resort, on the fun side of Maui, where the world comes to play. Find your spot on Ka'anapali Beach with 3 miles of white sand, 12 resort properties, 2 golf courses, and 2 shopping centers. Enjoy the playground of Hawaii's ancient royalty. Ka'anapali Beach Resort is Hawaii's original master planned destination resort and home of the Hawaii Food and Wine Festival. With views of 2 neighboring islands, you can breathe in the land's natural beauty from your favorite resort or golf fairway. Come experience Ka'anapali's own special brand of Hawaiian hospitality with world-class dining, relaxing resorts, water sports, and activities of every kind. For romantic, family, and great friend getaways, discover the options of Ka'anapali Beach Resort, where the world comes to play. Plan your getaway today. Visit KaanapaliResort.com. That's KaanapaliResort.com.
The smartest way for you to get the lowest prices on your plane tickets, domestic or international, International is DeGaulle Smart Fares, first or last, but you've got to call us before you book your plane tickets. Fly anywhere in the world, fly anywhere in the U.S., and Smart Fares can save you up to 75% on your plane tickets. We have the lowest airline ticket prices on over 500 airlines, and you've got a great 12-hour free cancellation window. Plus, with our live agent help, you can always get fast help and fast answers. So on your next trip, maybe today, maybe tomorrow, how about right now? Pick up your phone and call Smart Fares. Plus, save up to 75% on your plane reservation. So call right now. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644.
Everybody's talking at me. CRN, Chuck Wilder with Selwyn Duke. And you've been waiting and waiting and waiting for that question and the answer. What is a woman? And we continue, and we're getting there. So close, take notes, please. Go ahead, Selwyn.
Yeah. So anyway, before the break, I was saying that I offered the definition of what a woman is. And then I said, in principle, I had in my definition those two words. And it's important to understand this. If you study good philosophy, which unfortunately is not taught enough today, well, what you find out is that there's a difference between something being true in principle and it being true in the particular. For example, Chuck, here's a good way to explain it. In principle, an apple is something that doesn't contain a worm. However, some apples, of course, occasionally an apple does have a worm in it, but that does not negate the definition because that worm is not integral to the apple. An apple's definition still is what it is. And this is the same thing. I mean, obviously, we know that there are deviations among women in terms of their genotypic and phenotypic norms, okay? But that is no bearing on what a woman is in principle. It's important to understand this because leftists will confront you with this. They will say, oh, yeah, well, you know, but we don't have a norm like that. Not all women are XX. Okay. Now, here's the thing. Here's what the leftists will say. They'll start talking about things they don't really understand. They'll say, well, there are many types of women or there are many types of humans. There isn't just the XX female genotype and the XY male genotype, but there are others. They are intersex varieties. There's XXX, there's X0, there's XXY, there's XYY. Okay, but again, first, these configurations exist, but they have no bearing on what a woman is, or the two sexes are, I should say, in principle. But there's something else. Here's what the sexual devolutionaries don't tell you about that, Chuck. Every one of those genotypes is an abnormality that afflicts one sex or the other. And here's the science. I got this from WebMD, okay? I'm quoting the site now. Triple X syndrome, also called trisomy X or XXX, is a rare genetic condition where females inherit an extra X chromosome. Turner syndrome, X0, is a rare genetic disorder that's found only in girls, again, according to WebMD. Next, Klinefelter syndrome, XXY, is a genetic condition in which a boy is born with an extra X chromosome. Lastly, although genetics are hereditary, the site writes, a phenomenon in genetic alterations occurs when male babies receive an extra Y chromosome in each of their cells, resulting in an XYY combination. Okay? And that's all she wrote. And by the way, you can search the WebMD pages that I linked up to. You're not going to find anywhere on them, because I tried, the term intersex. This term intersex, which you hear a lot in the media, is not a scientific designation, Chuck. It's a social one, okay? It's all part of activism. It's not reality. It's just fantasy. The reality is this. There are two sexes. There are abnormalities afflicting them, and there's nothing other than that. And the example I use in my article is, you know, this is just like when a human being suffers with hypertrichosis. That's when you have excessive hair growth all over your body, like that sideshow performer from the 19th century who went by JoJo the dog-faced boy. Okay, such a person is not interspecies. He's not part animal. He's a human being who just happens to have a disorder. Okay? This is the same thing. All right? And, you know, just to sum up, what we're actually seeing here, though, Chuck, with this intersex illusion is this common desire now to redefine abnormalities as either lifestyle choices or just normal variation. But I quoted Chesterton in my piece, as he put it, a fallacy doesn't cease to be a fallacy because it becomes a fashion.
You know, that now,
having
guy,
said all this,
you know, that G.K. Chesterton, you ought to use him more frequently. You know, that's the first time.
Yeah, and you ought to have him. Yeah, you ought to have him on the show, Chuck. You ought to have him on the show.
Yeah, go ahead.
But anyway, just so everyone knows, yes, Chesterton is long gone. But having said this, look, I understand people who have these chromosomal abnormalities have a terrible cross to bear. I'm not disputing that. And as long as they're not trying to undermine society by having joined the sexual devolutionary phalanx of social engineers, they deserve compassion, okay? But what no one deserves ever, any time, is to have the rest of us completely alter society's grasp of reality just to facilitate the lie that someone's abnormality is not an abnormality, simply because the person can't accept the truth. I'm sorry. And this is because if you warp our society's sense of reality so that we fall out of touch with reality, that's very, very dangerous. Very dangerous. Don't tolerate that for a moment. And when people say they're doing that in the name of compassion, no, there's nothing compassionate about warping society like that. So that's it. You know, as I said in my piece, that's the traditionalist answer to what is a woman. It's a sexual devolutionaries. It's your move. But, hey, I think that's checkmate.
Yeah, I was going to say, your chess statement is awesome. Hey, let me ask you, where did the word woke, where did that come from? It's probably real simple, and I just, it's like, did you woke up and finally and realize what you were, you know?
Yeah. That's their term for becoming enlightened in their way of reckoning it. What wokeness is, understand, I'm sure you know this, it's just an intensification of political correctness. That's all it is. And we were using the term political correctness back in the 80s. And what is political correctness? That is, as I defined it when I was a young man, the suppression of truth for the purposes of promoting a left-wing agenda. And that's why it should be absolutely rejected out of hand.
Yeah. Isn't it amazing, switching gears here, sort of, listener, but I mentioned G.K. Chesterton, and without any doubt, if you've been listening to Selwyn and I, you know that's probably his favorite guy, you know. Like, I like Thomas Jefferson and a lot of things he says, but Frederick Douglass, you know, I ran across one of his that I think is fantastic, and it has to do with gun control. It says, a man's right rests in three boxes, the ballot box, the jury box, and the cartridge box.
Yeah, the ammo box. Yeah.
Sounds like cowboy days, huh? Yes, sir. All right. Well,
yeah,
I was
it really
asking,
does.
Yeah. I was asking about woke, and you have woke science lamenting animal inequality is now a thing. There's also one that we probably won't have time to get in, but I want the listener to go to SelwynDuke.com and check it out. It's a teen school professor on why white boys are becoming alt-right. That's a.k.a. red-pilled. Yeah. And it seems like I saw some other website using that, red-pilled, just in the last couple of days. And I said, they must be reading Selwyn. You want to do the woke science one? The animal inequality? Yeah, okay.
Absolutely.
Okay, go ahead.
Well, you know, Chuck, we maybe saw that movie, some of us, in the 1980s, Weird Science. You know the song Weird Science? Well, now we have woke science. And I'll read my first paragraph because I think some people might like it. Are Macintosh too painfully posh? Is your hamster hoarding what should be redistributed? Does a polar bear have white privilege? Well, you know, we don't hear these questions per se, Chuck, but in essence, they epitomize what, believe it or not, is a new phenomenon. And what Charles Darwin called survival of the fittest, get this, some scholars, as they put it, I don't think they're deserving of the designation, and media are increasingly chalking up to animal privilege. Seriously, animal privilege. And get this, they're couching the whole thing in, quote, economic and sociological terms such as inequality and intergenerational wealth, as the College Fix puts it. Okay, so here are some headlines, Chuck, that we've seen in recent times. Again, I know this seems like satire, but this is all true. Squirrel privilege is real. Then checking privilege in the animal kingdom. And then even hermit crabs have wealth inequality. I bet you didn't know that, right?
No. Uh-uh.
Okay, now here's the thing. You might think, okay, well, you know, any site on the internet can put up any title it wants. Okay, well, you know where these titles are from? They're from, respectively, Salon, which is a big left-wing site, and the New York Times. The New York Times. And this is a growing trend, we understand, among scholars and the media to tackle animal inequality. And also they say that we humans can learn important lessons here from the animal world that can help us improve our equity. Okay. Now, one entity pushing this nonsense is the globalist World Economic Forum, Chuck. Okay? Now, that's a big one-world government entity, and they actually had a January article that they titled, Inequality is Not Confined to Humans. Animals are divided by privilege, too. Okay? And get this, on its website, it says this unabashedly, that this article, quote, is part of the Davos agenda, which a lot of people who worry about one world government are not going to like hearing. But anyway, in the article, they actually have these bullet points, this summary. Quote, inequality is a threat to our social fabric, but it's not just a human problem. A new study shows the animal kingdom is riven by privilege and inequality. For some species, being on the wrong side of the divide is a matter of life and death. Life and death. And then the WEF, the World Economic Forum, continues, inequality is not confined to humans. Mammals, fish, birds, and even insects have been shown to benefit from inherited wealth and abilities. And they offer some examples, okay? Published in the Journal of Behavioral Ecology in December 2021, I'm still quoting, the study found, the study that the WEF is citing, that some species of red squirrel, for example, pass their stores of nuts and pine cones onto their offspring, giving them a built-in fitness advantage in adult life and down the generations. For some species of grouse, success in mating can depend on paternal influence. When their fathers are nearby, young males gain prime position and courtship displays, giving them a much better chance of passing on their genes than those without a living father. And then the WEF provides other examples from the insect world, the marine world, and then they go on, of course, to start talking about human inequality. And they say, while, quote, the top 1% of the wealthiest people own 38% of all wealth created since the mid-1990s, the poorest 50% of people have gained just 2% of it. Okay. Now, the New York Times also in 2019 had this article, even hermit crabs have wealth inequality, and they cited a study that they said showed that their inequality is very much like the inequality in human societies. And, you know, Chuck, it's interesting because you could say, well, it might be nice if we would draw the right lessons from these studies, like they mentioned the grouse and fathers not being around. Well, we could say maybe that illustrates the perils a little bit of fatherlessness among human beings. But, of course, that's not what all these left-wing woke scientists are doing. What they're doing is they're using this to push this equity agenda and understand again that equity is really just a euphemism for equality of outcome and officially sanctioned discrimination in order to achieve that. Okay? And Salon, the left-wing site itself, said, quote, perhaps by understanding how privilege perpetuates among animals might help humans understand how to improve equity among our own species. Or at least dispel outdated myths about the cause of inequality. Now, let me tell you something, Chuck, because no one else is going to tell you this. You know what lies behind this, among other things? I'd bet dollars to donuts, a quest for grants. Let me tell you why. I wrote this essay in 2014 titled Blinding Me with Science, Fraud and Folly for Fame and Funding. Anyway, in that, I cited this expert, Chuck, who said, listen, if you want government money, you have to pander to the spirit of the age. So let's say you want to study squirrels. Well, you can't frame it in just that way and say, I want to study squirrels. Instead, you'd have to say you want, quote, to investigate the nut-gathering behavior of squirrels with special reference to the effects of global warming, unquote.
Wow,
and then maybe you get the money. Yeah, there it is. What's the difference today? The difference is that today, what, 6 years, I'm sorry, 8 years down the road, now it's beneficial to pander to this woke agenda, this privilege propaganda. And understand something else, though. When you're talking about wealth inequality and leveling everyone, achieving equity, that's essentially communism. That's what it is. But here's the deeper issue, and this is what I really want to get to. You know, I love getting into philosophy. What enables all of this? Well, you know what? Something that even most conservatives have fallen victim to, and that's equality dogma, okay? People just accept it today reflexively. But should we accept it or should we cancel it? Well, okay, we're coming up on a break. Maybe I can do this quickly. Consider this example I often use. You have two tennis centers training children. After a certain period of time at the first one, all the players are advanced beginners. After the same period of time, Chuck, at the second, some of the players, the kids, are advanced beginners. Two other large groups constitute, respectively, low intermediates and intermediates. There's a small group of advanced players, too, and you've got a handful approaching tournament caliber. Now, at which tennis center is there more equality? Well, at the first one, right? But now, at which one are the children doing far better? At the one where there's less equality. And the lesson here is very simple. Equality tells you nothing about quality. That's the money line. Equality tells you nothing about quality. That should become a mantra of us, of ours. Equality is completely irrelevant.
Wow. And guess what? We got about 10 seconds. Yeah, and then we go into that break.
How do you like that timing?
You ought to be in radio. You know what? What can I say? All right, we're going to take the final break and then more from Selwyn Duke, and maybe he'll touch on the very famous one, a teen school professor, on why white boys are becoming alt-right, also known as red-pilled. Okay, Selwyn Duke, it's selwynduke.com, selwynduke.com.
Is your bathroom looking old and worn out? Want to update it, but you don't know where to start? Then let VCI Bath & Shower show you how to turn that old bath into an aisle of beauty and functionality. Our residential bathroom solutions provide the best value on the market, and our customer service is second to none. Our cost-effective VCI Bath & Shower family of products has what you need.
Remodeling our bathroom was a big decision for us.
They didn't make a mess out of our house at all. And at the end of the day, we had a beautiful new bathroom. And it was a great experience the whole way through.
We have the best monthly payment programs in the industry, with payments as low as $68 per month or no interest, no payments for 18 months. That's right. Get the bathroom of your dreams now and pay for it in 2022. Call 1-800-455-7923 for a free, no-obligation price quote. That's 1-800-455-7923. When you want quality bathroom products at a great price, it's got to be BCI Bath & Shower. That's 1-800-455-7923.
Hi, this is Fred Dreyer talking about my favorite Italian restaurant, Angelo's and Vinci's at 550 North Harbor Boulevard in downtown Fullerton. A fantastic place to eat. Come inside and dine in our Italian town square, complete with a 10-foot Christmas tree. That's right, 10 feet. Enjoy our food made from secret family recipes. Pasta, chicken, seafood, salads, and our delicious pizza. Incredible desserts, including my favorite, the tiramisu, flown directly in from Italy. Feel the spirit at Angelo and Vinci's, 550 North Harbor Boulevard in Fullerton, California. Call 714-879-4022 or visit angelosandvincis.com. That's angelosandvincis.com.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. That's 800-378-3212.
Everybody's talking at me.
CRN, Chuck Wilder here with my guest Selwyn Duke, writer for The New American, selwynduke.com. Always a pleasure to have him. Do you want to touch on this, teen school's professor, on these white boys becoming alt-right and a.k.a. red-pilled? Red-pilled, okay. Find out what that is.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Absolutely. This is interesting, Chuck, because as most of us know, we've seen our country move steadily towards the left for many, many generations now because each succeeding generation is more brainwashed with left-wing propaganda via the schools, entertainment, and media, and big tech than the generation before it. And in line with this, we've got some interesting statistics here. In 2020, Chuck, we had the election, of course. Well, voters 18 to 29, those ages, they supported Joe Biden by wide margins, 61% to 36% for Donald Trump. But get this, most people might not know this. There was an outlier subset among this group, young white men. They supported Trump. And this basically aligns with something that this college professor tweeted out recently. She was lamenting. Her name is Dana Young. She's a communications professor at the University of Delaware, that white teen boys are embracing anti-establishment ideas and are becoming, quote, alt-right. And she wasn't too happy about this. She said it was troubling her. Well, anyway, there was this teen. His name is Daniel Schmidt, 18 years old. He weighed in. He said, look, just 5 years ago, I was in middle school. Maybe I can shed some light on this. Let me tell you something. This kid is very literate. Boy, did he write well on Twitter. A whole series of tweets, much better, by the way, than the college professor writes, just so you know, which tells you what some of these PhDs are worth. Well, he simply explained what was going on. I'll make it very, very quick. He basically said, look, white boys grow up. They're told they're privileged. They're told that they're the cause of all the problems in the world with, you know, white privilege theory and white supremacy and critical race theory. But then they look around and see they're discriminated against right and left. You know, girls are getting most of the awards. They're in most of the advanced classes. Then they do some research and they find out that actually, well, men are more likely to die on the job. 92% of work-related deaths are men, so on and so forth. They just find out that they're the ones being discriminated against. Then they look and they see, well, wait a second. Who are the only people talking about our plight? Well, these people on the so-called alt-right, such as Jordan Peterson, the psychology professor. So in a nutshell, that's what's going on. And you know, as the saying goes from Otto von Bismarck, a generation that takes a beating will be followed by a generation that delivers one. So some people maybe ought to think about that. But you do have this terrible discrimination against white males. In particular, it's part of the left's divide and conquer strategy.
You know, and another interesting thing here, you mentioned that he says when you tour college campuses, you know, you hear how proud the school is to have student organizations like Women in Law, Women in Business, and Women in Science. That is true, you know, yeah. I don't know, I guess.
Women in Woke Science, too.
Woke Science, yes. You know, my problem was that I needed to woke up more in school, you know, when I was, yes. I would have learned more, but I wasn't. You know, I wasn't awoke enough. All right.
Yes. You and me both. You and me both.
There you go. Hey, Selwyn, thank you very much. Appreciate it. Look forward to our next visit, sir.
Thank Selwyn, you, Chuck. God bless.
God bless you. Selwyn Duke, D-U-K-E, and it's selwynduke.com. Thank you, Suede. Thank you for listening. And once again, God bless the United. That's the United States of America.